In the last few weeks, I've been spending quite a bit of time looking at old letters. Most of the people in my family were letter writers and letter savers. And now I got batches of old letters. In September of 1921, my father was a bachelor pastor in South Dakota. And this is what he wrote to the person who later would become my mother. "I've been tempted at least a dozen times since I'm here to run away and go someplace where no one knows me. I've had a few times when I felt the same way. In fact, I had a problem once when the Psalm 55 kept on going through my mind. Fearfulness and trembling have come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. So I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest." Most of you have probably had thoughts like that at one time or another. You want to disappear. You just don't want to face it. You want to get away from it all. Instead of sticking at the task that is before you, you just want to run away like Jonah. He was supposed to go to Nineveh, but he went the opposite direction to Tarshish. Of course, God kept track of Jonah and did not let him escape. After all, as Jonah himself confessed, "Jonah's God was the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land. How can you escape from the Creator of heaven and earth?" Now, the prophet Jeremiah also testified in chapter 23 of his prophecy that you cannot escape from God. This is what we hear from his lips. "Am I a God near at hand, says the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can anyone hide himself in secret places so I shall not see him, says the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, says the Lord?" Maybe Jeremiah felt like running away once in a while too. Find a place where nobody knew him. But of course, he knew that God sees everything. There are no secret places. Whether close or distant, God hears every word we say. He sees everything that we do, and he knows everything that we think. The psalm says, "Where can I flee from your presence?" There's no escape from God. No place we can go to get away from him. But there were false teachers in Jeremiah's time who thought that they could get by without God seeing them or God hearing them. They believed that they could say what they wanted to. And since everybody seemed to like what they were saying, everything was going well for them. Jeremiah got his words from God, and he spoke them faithfully, but what he said was not what they wanted to hear. God told Jeremiah, judgment is going to come on the land because of their idolatry and their disobedience. The false teachers, they said, nah, that's never going to happen. Everything is going to be just all right. And the people loved to hear that. Jeremiah was unpopular. The false teachers were popular. Now, Jeremiah warned the people, don't listen to these people. They're not telling you what God wants them to say. They're speaking their own ideas. Do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you. They speak a vision of their own heart, not from the mouth of the Lord. And yet what they said sounded so nice, so good, so comforting. God loves you. Everything will be all right. The Lord has said, you shall have peace. They said, no evil shall come upon you. Jeremiah said the opposite. They hated him, but they loved these false teachers. But God says, I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. I have heard what the prophets have said who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. How long will this be in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies? Indeed, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, who try to make my people forget my name by their dreams, which everyone tells his neighbor, as their fathers forgot my name for Baal. So these prophets thought they could get by with their false teachings. But remember, you can't escape from God. God hears all, God sees all, and there's always going to be a day of reckoning. So the day of reckoning was coming for these false teachers, just as it comes for all of us. We can't escape from God now, and we won't escape from God on that last day. We shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. So no matter how difficult our problems are, no matter how dangerous we begin to speak in opposition to God, the day of reckoning will come. We will not be able to escape from God, even as we cannot escape really now either. So you see what we ought to be doing now in the time of our lives here on earth. Instead of running away from God, we should run to God. Instead of fleeing from him, we should flee to him. Jonah had to learn that. The great creator of heaven and earth could find him, could toss him into the water, have him swallowed by a fish and spit out again. But he was going to go to Nineveh. And even those wicked Ninevites were given an opportunity to repent while they were alive. And they turned to God's mercy, and they did repent, and they were forgiven. The false teachers in Jeremiah's time could have done the same thing. They could have repented. They could have turned to God even then, and their false teaching would have been forgiven them, even though it had done so much damage. Think of the Apostle Paul. Think of all the damage he did with his false teaching of work righteousness according to God's law. He himself confessed, I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man, but I obtained mercy. And that's the wonderful thing about God and his mercy. Jesus came into the world to die for all sins. The sins we commit now as students because we don't listen, we don't follow the rules. But he also forgives the sins of the teachers who may have misspoken somewhere along the line, and even taught something contrary to the word of God. But there's forgiveness even for that. God hears all and he sees all. But he also sent Jesus to die for all sins. And he desires all to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So struggling sinners that we are, it's now time for us to flee to God and not away from him. We sing hymn number 18. stanzas 1, 2, 5, and 6.
Come for door.